Good evening. I'm Dominique Proganoskis. Welcome to Sleep Tight Magic Academy. Have you ever had a day so fun you wish you could go back and live it again? Or have you dreamed of traveling to the future to see what you're like as a grown-up? If you said yes to either of those, you'll be excited to know that tonight's lesson is all about time control. Tinkering with time is tricky and can have unexpected consequences, so it should only be used when essential. Professor Fogwaters told you the story of how I outsmarted Grumble F. Quashington to gain entry into his magic academy. But I have a confession. I failed his test the first time. It's okay. We all fail sometimes. I failed to see that Quashington had used a hex to make all of my answers come out wrong. I knew the only thing to do was reverse time and use a protection spell to block his hex. So that's just what I did. My first time control spell, with the help of Muddy, the garden gnome who first introduced me to magic. Tonight, you'll learn your first as well, with some help from Professor Fogwaters and yours truly.
Salutations, my prodigious prestidigitators. Have you ever had deja vu? That strange feeling that this has already happened before? That could be a side effect of time control, which we'll be studying tonight. It's a fun topic, so I hope you're ready to watch time fly. Teeny gets a little sensitive when I make jokes about flying. Teeny is also embarrassed because their vocal cords don't produce the right spectrum of sound needed for tonight's lesson. That will make sense in no time. That was a pun. In no time? Because we're learning about time control? Oh well, let's start at the end. No, I said it that way on purpose. A paradox. There are many paradoxes associated with time control. Each choice in the past changes the future, and altering the future can create an alternate past. Have you ever had deja vu? That strange feeling that this has already happened before? Yes, it's confusing, but I excel in confusion. So I'll be giving tonight's lesson out of order. Once you fully understand time control, it will all be perfectly clear. Proganoskis, could you give me an anchor tone, please? The last thing you should know is that time can't be controlled alone. It's designed that way as a failsafe, to prevent a single person from making a mistake that could destroy time itself. The example I just showed you was a small, insignificant leap in a controlled environment, designed to be perfectly safe. Just please try to forget the baby part. Now let's travel back and see how we did it.
It's all right, Teeny. Emerald has accidentally warped time too far and babied himself. I agree. It is surprising to see a baby with a beard, but he's kind of cute. I've just got to get this baby to hum an anchor tone. Can baby Fogwaters say goo?
Have you ever had deja vu? That strange feeling that this has already happened before? What is it? Oh no, I babied myself again, didn't I? Oh well, it happens. The first thing you must understand is the anchor tone. One wizard must hum a steady note to keep everything tethered to the original timeline. Sorry, I can't focus until Teeny gets these giggles out of their system. Poganoskis, let's move forward about 3 minutes. Once two wizards have agreed on a destination in time, one of them hums the anchor tone to keep them grounded, while the other hums in the direction they need time to move. A rising note moves forward, while a descending note moves back in time. You already heard me mention the failsafe in the future, so those are all the basics you need to understand time control. Now I'd better get going before I baby myself again. But before I go, have you ever had déjà vu? Sleep tight.
I cannot stress enough that time control should never be used lightly. You must always work with a trusted and experienced partner. The primary skill to master is the anchor tone, which keeps you connected to the present at all times. Let's practice it now. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Let go of every thought about the past and every worry about the future. Allow yourself to just be here. In this moment, listen to the sound of your own steady breathing. As you breathe in, think the word here. As you breathe out, think the word now. Let your breath ground you firmly in the present as you continue breathing. Here. Now. Here. Now. Here. Now. If your mind begins to wander, return to the present by thinking or saying, I am present in this moment. Keep breathing deep, slow, and steady. Once you are fully connected to the present, it is time to practice the anchor tone. Take a deep breath in. Now hum a long, steady note as you breathe out. Breathe in and out. In and out. In and out. Now you know the key to anchoring time control, remaining fully grounded in the present moment. We'll end with a simple and gentle trip forward in time. As you keep us grounded, I will guide us forward just a few moments to the end of the lesson. Take a breath, then hum an anchor tone. May your spark glow bright as I bid you goodnight. Sleep deep and sleep tight.